Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to talk not just about money, but we're going to talk about more than that, because tax and how did the tax changes in the U.S., the Trump tax changes, affect Canadians?
Yes.
Nobody's talking about that.
So no one's talking about that, because what happened, I think, maybe 7 years ago, 8 years ago on our show, we started hearing a lot of tax advisors saying, hey, if you're going to buy property, remember we were at par?
Yeah.
And they were going to buy property in the States. And they said, you might want to put it in a corporation.
Right.
You might want to set up a corporation, put that property in your U.S. property in that corporation for all these other tax reasons.
Yep.
And so what's happened now is there's been a tax change from the Trump administration.
You got it.
And so we got to see what the impacts of those Trump tax changes are on Canadians who own property in the U.S.
Well, and listen, that's above our pay grade. But we have found somebody whose pay grade matches us. That's right. David Ultro is the managing partner of Ultro LLP. Now, this is these guys specialize, David and his crew specialize in cross-border tax, estate planning, U.S. real estate, immigration. They've got offices in Canada and the U.S. No better person to talk to than that. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Pleasure to be on the show.
Well, let's talk about this little mess we might potentially have. So maybe you can just give us a sort of high-level summary of what changes have been made to the U.S. tax code that could affect Canadian snowbirds.
Excellent. So in December of 2017, the U.S. Tax Department was able to get through a new law called Tax Cuts and Job Creations Act, and has a lot of changes. But to talk about what we want to talk about today, it's a change in the corporate tax rate. So it means if a Canadian resident is buying a personal use property in the States, say in Phoenix area or down in the valley in California, they may be getting advice that they should be putting it in a corporation. Corporate tax rate before the change was 35%. Okay. After the change, the corporate tax rate is 21%. So big change, right? Mm-hmm. So you might think at first blush that now is a good time to, if you're buying, to put it in a Canadian corporation or a U.S. C corporation, either one. Well, here's the interesting point. It's still not a good idea.
Okay. I'll bite. Why?
And why, why is it not a good idea? Okay. Well, first of all, the tax rate, 21%, is good. If you put it in your name personally or in a cross-border trust, it's 20%. That's not a difference that matters, okay? However, here's the big one. The CRA, our tax department in Canada, does tax corporations in a very peculiar way. If you have a personal use corporation and you're the shareholder and you have a Florida or an Arizona property in there, you are using it personally, the CRA takes the position that you're getting a benefit, a shareholder's benefit, and it's a taxable shareholder's benefit. Mm-hmm. What's that mean? That means that even though it's personal use and you're not renting it out, the hypothetical rental, fair market rental value, which might be $30,000 or $40,000, you have to add that onto your income, your personal income in Canada, and pay tax on it.
Dave, I just want to buy a house in this down south. I just want to do that. How do we do that?
Cross-border trust. You put it in a trust that is gets you the lower rates in the States and doesn't trigger a problem on Canada's side, and you don't have that issue. It's very important that I point this out, though, because people are not going to be aware of this. If they go online and they look at that, or they go to U.S. advisors who don't understand the Canadian tax ramifications.
So what kind of a purchase of a home? Is it just a person who buys a home in the U.S.?
Of any value?
Yeah. Is there a who fits for this cross-border trust and who doesn't fit for the cross-border trust?
I say this, you know, everything's cost-benefit, right? And we try to keep things simple for our clients. So if you're buying a property in the States under $100,000, in my opinion, just put it in your name personally. You know, if once you're over the 100,000 and you anticipate it's going to grow more, you know, or you're buying $200,000 or $500,000 property, definitely it's better to put in a cross-border trust. Why? You get the lower capital gain tax rate when you sell. Number two is you don't have probate when you pass away under this laws of California, which is the worst place in the United States for probate tax. It's unbelievable. Number three, what happens if you're incapacitated mentally? Well, if you have it in a cross-border trust, at least your family can take over and sell the property. But if it's in your name personally, you've got to have a guardianship done. So there's a lot of different issues. We can protect the children if there is that when you leave it to them in the trust, from their own problems, i.e. creditors or divorces. So it's a much better structure.
So what about there's a certain group of people who've bought property mm-hmm. in the U.S. Let's pick on Hawaii because the prices are a lot higher than in certain other states, but they've done it in groups. So they've got a bunch of couples get together, put some money in, and they all share it. Same idea, cross-border trust in that situation?
Well, it depends on a few different things. What the value is, again, as you accurately pointed out. Number two is what is the situation between all of them? Because sometimes a limited partnership is an effective way. You have to have some kind of partnership agreement if you got a whole bunch of people together. So I really don't, you know, we ask a lot of questions before we make decisions. Where are you getting your money from? Do you need financing? Is it a long-term hold? Is it a short-term hold? Yep. Is it a renovation and a flip? You know, there's a lot of different issues, guys, before we make a plan. But cross-border trust and cross-border irrevocable trust typically are the best ways to go for personal use properties, but not for rental properties. If you're going to have income-producing properties, we like to look at corporations, two-tiered corporations. We like to look at limited partnership structures. But again, it all depends on what it's about. I have clients that are buying a apartment building that's going to have about 200 doors, and they need financing in the States. So we have to make sure that the structure fits for the financing bank.
Yeah. Gotcha. You know, and this is really important. And David, thank you for sort of outlining the complexities here. We just, and I was being a bit facetious, I just want to buy a house in the United States, right? It's different in the United States as a Canadian than just buying a house here. There are things That's to right. consider yeah. that we've got That's to stop right. and pause, right, and engage the appropriate professionals to make sure that you and your family are protected from these kinds of things.
Yeah, and what worked for your neighbor doesn't mean it's going to work for you, because some people go out and just do what they do and they say, oh, I did this, so go ahead right. and do it. You need to get the advice on this, especially when you're going across any border or you're going to any other country to purchase assets. There's a risk there that you have to be aware of, and you have to weigh your options out. So that's one key thing. Now David, you're out east, you're dealing out of with a lot of clients there. We're in Alberta. How do people get in touch with you can they use your services?
With pleasure. We're all across Canada. We actually have an office in Calgary and Vancouver also, and down in California. And we have clients everywhere. So it's call us on our 1-800-GO-ALTRO, A-L-T-R-O line, or check our website, altrolaw.com. And we work by video conference or meetings or whatever. And we also follow you guys on your stuff. So, you know, we're looking at everything and being right across Canada. We are Canadian, but we are doing U.S. Planning for Canadians.
Yeah, that's great. David, we've got maybe a minute or less. And so I run the legacy bucket on our team, and, you know, interested in strategies to save tax, protect family members from weird family dynamics, get assets into the hands of the people yeah. they want. Now, I believe that there was some changes to the estate tax exemption also. Can you do justice in a very quick period of time that what we need to be thinking about for U.S. property?
Yeah. Again, the solutions are going to be trust to avoid U.S. estate tax. However, what happened is the used to be an exemption if your worldwide estate, including everything you have, was under $5.5 million and you had a U.S. property, you had no U.S. death tax or estate tax. Right. Now, under the new act, it's an exemption of $11,200,000. Sounds fantastic. Sounds great. But remember this, in a few years, 2026, that exemption in the act is dropping right back down to $5 million indexed. So it's very important to understand that big increase in exemption level is only short term. So planning is still very important.
Yeah. Okay, David, thank you. We're going to leave it at that. I appreciate very much your time today.
Hey, thanks a lot.
We've been joined by David Altro, managing partner of Altro LLP. Now, there you got from the conversation, specialist in cross-border tax, estate planning, U.S. real estate. If you own or are thinking of buying U.S. property, you need to get proper advice to make sure that you're properly Absolutely. Protected. We've got a Faisal, we've got a seminar coming up here. We should remind everybody it was packed last month. We want you to get a seat if you're interested. Pure education, no obligation. We just want everybody's retirement experience to be fantastic.
We want to inform the public on how to structure retirement. And we'll do that on Tuesday, January 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. You need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go online to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.